Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stornoway Diamond Corporation third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. And later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session with instructions following at that time. If anyone requires assistance, please press star 0 on your touch-tone phone. And now I'll turn the conference over to your host, Jody Hackett, Manager of Communications. Please begin.
Thank you, Operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the call. As of last night after market close, we released our third quarter 2017 results, which are available on our website or on SEDAR. Here this morning to discuss our results, we have Matt Manson, President and CEO, Patrick Godin, Chief Operating Officer, and Oren Baranowski, Chief Financial Officer. There is a presentation on our website that you are able to access at stornawaydiamonds.com. It supplements our press release. Management will provide a brief overview of the third quarter results, followed by commentary on the outlook for the business, and then we will open up the floor for questions from analysts. Before we begin, please note that certain statements may be made on this call by management that may contain forward-looking information. I refer listeners to read the cautionary statements regarding forward-looking information in our press releases, on our website, and in our presentation. I will now turn the call over to Matt Manson, Stornoway's President and CEO. Matt?
Thanks, Jody, and thanks everyone for joining us this morning. We've just completed the third operating quarter for the company, and the first full quarter with an average processing rate at our plant's nameplate capacity of 6,000 tons per day. At this stage, we can say that we are achieving a good steady-state plateau of mining and processing to support the growth of the business. And again, we are reporting solid performance in mining costs and sales. Our ore body continues to perform well. Our numbers on carats produced and achieved price of sale are all moving in the right direction, and good cost control is contributing to a strong cash operating margin. However, we do see plenty of room for improvement in our headline pricing and revenue numbers with both a higher quality diamond product and higher throughput, and that's what we're focused on with our new ore waste sorting circuit that was approved by the board during the quarter and which we'll be talking about later in this call. So we're going to take you through all of this now in more detail in the normal tag team fashion, and for the headline operating and financial results, I'm going to hand this off to Oren Baranowski, our CFO. Oren?
Thanks, Matt. Referring to slide 4 on your online companion materials, mining in the open pits during the quarter was on plan at just over 1 million tons, including 523,000 tons of ore. Approximately 506,000 tons of ore were processed, which was below our target of 540,000 tons, due principally to an extended maintenance shutdown in July. However, carat production of 442,000 carats came in higher than expected due to a 12% beat on grade at 87 CPHT compared to an expected 77 CPHT. We're also happy to report that our cash operating costs came in below budget for the third quarter in a row at $58 per ton or $66 per carat processed, compared to a quarter plan of $61 per ton and $78 per carat and the annual guidance of $60 per ton and $70 per carat. Capital expenditures during the quarter were $22.7 million, principally related to the development of the underground mine. A breakdown of our capital and operating costs in more detail are shown on slides 14 and 15 in an appendix to the online materials. Moving to slide 5, we sold more than 405,000 carats during the quarter in two tender sales at an average price of $95 per carat U.S. or $119 per carat in Canadian dollars. This yielded proceeds before stream and royalty of $48.1 million Canadian. These figures are slightly different than those that were reported in our quarterly operating update on October 10th, owing to approximately 33,000 carats which were sold during the quarter in our last tender sale, but for which revenues will be recognized in the fourth quarter because of the timing of the receipt of the proceeds. The sales in the quarter equate to $50 million of revenue reported on our income statement after consideration for the amortization of the upfront payments received by the corporation under the Renard Stream Agreement. Overall, the quarter yielded EBITDA of $15 million at a 30% margin, with a net loss of $3.1 million or 0 cents per share. Our balance sheet at quarter end remains strong with $53 million of cash equivalents, and short-term investments, and total available liquidity by way of cash and available credit facilities was $158 million Canadian. This positions us well to complete our capital spending in the remainder of 2017 and 2018. We show our sales data in more detail on slide 6 of the online materials. We have now conducted 8 tender sales in Antwerp since mining began. Through the three quarters of 2017, we have seen average pricing achieved at sale increase from $81 US to $87 and now $95 US in the most recent quarter. The achieved sales price at any particular sale is strongly influenced by the specific quality and sizing mix that we are presenting. And although we sell our production run of mine, these factors have been quite variable from month to month as we have ramped up our production. However, looking through the size and quality variations, we can see that the real price achieved for our production increased in real terms by a healthy 19% between our first sale last year and our seventh sale in July, which achieved $101 US per carat on a standard run of mine sales mix. This increase reflected a positive reaction by the rough diamond market to our production and the good polish outcomes achieved by our clients in terms of yield and color. This is very encouraging. However, between August and September, we did see a correction in the rough market that we estimate at between 6 and 8% in the diamond tender market and is what is referred to as the secondary market. This market correction influenced the results of our final sale of the quarter, which achieved $90 per carat, and it served to slow the rate of increase of our sales pricing. The flat outlook for the remainder of the year, we have cautioned that we will likely come in below the $100 to $132 per carat annual average pricing guidance established at the beginning of the year, although two sales remain to be completed in November and December before full year results are known. Matt will now take over and talk in a little more detail about the nature of our diamond production currently. Matt?
So on slide seven, we're summarizing the factors currently impacting the grade, pricing, and sales results of the company. Since we began on the project, we've seen better geology than expected in the open pits and the underground mine, a trend that's now been established at every level, and that's giving us a better than expected head feed grade as the ore is delivered to the plant. And so as we process this ore, we are seeing higher levels of diamond breakage than we're comfortable with, as well as higher than expected liberation of smaller minus 3 millimeter diamonds. In our sales, we have seen a positive reaction to the goods from the market with, as Oren pointed out, strengthening prices in real terms as our clients become familiar with the polished yields from the rough. And finally, we have seen certain developing market price trends, such as sustained lower prices for smaller and lower quality items and sustained strong demand and pricing for larger or higher quality items. So these factors, all taken together in the aggregate, explain what we've seen so far, a positive grade reconciliation since the project began, and a lower than expected pricing at sale. In the schematic on the online deck, we tried to indicate how each factor individually affects grade, price, and revenue, and we appreciate that these are complicated factors that interconnect, and sometimes that's not fully understood by the audience for a reporting diamond producer. So after approximately 1 year of production and sales, we can see that there are areas where we are doing well, areas where we don't control, and areas where we can do better. So principal amongst the areas where we can do better is this issue of reduction of the high levels of breakage that we've seen to date. Diamond breakage impacts size distribution, quality distribution, and grade. And at Renard, it appears associated with the high proportion of hard internal dilution of the Renard ore, producing an overly abrasive environment within the process plant's crushers. Limiting the quantity of dilution in the ore feed will be key to mitigating the amount of breakage and increasing the quality and quantity of our diamond recoveries. So to this end, we have started construction on the ore waste sorting circuit that was approved by the board during the quarter and that we talked about at the call for the second quarter results. We expect to have this new circuit in commissioning mode in the first quarter of 2018. We're going to refrain from giving any specific guidance on the impact of this equipment on our bottom line, as this is a process of continuous improvement we're engaged on here. However, we are obviously doing this because we see significant upside in the key revenue metrics of the project. In the spirit of continuous improvement, we also want to maintain the high proportion of small diamonds we've been enjoying, as this is incremental revenue over and above that expected from our mineral resources. And we look forward to a general improvement in market pricing for these smaller and lower quality items as the diamond industry passes through its current moment of relatively high production levels. So I'm going to pass this over now to Pat, who's going to take you through some of the operating areas that we're particularly focused on right now.
So on slide 9, I will now discuss our environmental health and safety statistics on the online deck. So I'm happy to report that, as in the previous quarter, we saw no lost time injuries in the quarter and no incident of environmental non-compliance. Our overall reported incident frequency rate is 2.5, is excellent by industry standards and lower than Q2. Turning to slide 10, I would like to focus on our progress in the development of our underground mine. Starting next year, our production at Renard will transition from the Renard 2 Renard 3 open pit to underground production with supplementary ore feed derived from our Renard 65 open pit. An efficient and timely changeover between open pit and underground production is important for Renard. And in our underground mine development work, the stope preparation activities are the priority of the mining team. Lateral development is ongoing on the 160, 240, 270, and principally on 290 levels, where draw points development and construction are ongoing. The main ventilation raise will be completed during the current quarter and will provide fresh air and a secondary emergency exit to workers down to level 290. Employees and contractors are fully mobilized to complete the underground infrastructures and draw points construction. The first production drill was received and commissioned in September. Drillers transferred from open pit have been trained, and this new equipment and current performance and precision are in line with our expectation. At the end of November, four production drills will be in operation to build up our drilling inventory with the objective first production blasting at year-end. Surface and underground dewatering wells are operational, and any water inflow is being efficiently monitored and controlled. Surface support infrastructures such as the ATCO portal and wet shotcrete facility were also completed and fully functional. On slide 11 of your material, we again show the schematic of the modified method for process kimberlite deposition that we are now employing. You will remember that at the beginning of the operation, the disposal of process kimberlite was to be carried by way of dry stack, with centrifuge dewatering the process material. Since the beginning of the third quarter, we have been pumping fine materials from our process plant to the disposal site and using berms construct from coarse reject to contain them and filter water runoff. Cyclone screens, starter berm, a pulp pumping network, and a polishing pond have been established, and recycled water is being processed and returned for reuse in the plant. This system is working well, it's fully permitted, and we no longer consider process kimberlite disposal to be a bottleneck in future potential processing expansion at Renard.
So thanks, Pat. So in conclusion, slide 12 is a wrap-up slide if you're following this online. We continue to perform well operationally with mining, processing, and costs in line. We've seen three quarters of steadily improving diamond sales results, and we're generating a strong project operating margin and EBITDA. We remain focused on the completion of the underground mining schedule and the establishment of our new ore waste sorting circuit that we believe will contribute to improvement in the quality and quantity of our diamond recoveries. Our balance sheet remains strong and sufficient for the scheduled capital programs in the remainder of this year and into 2018. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Tyrone, the operator, for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, press star then one on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered, you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you can do so by pressing the pound key. Again, if you have a question, press star then one on your touchtone phone. We have a question from Richard Hatch of RBC. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for the call. Three questions from me. First one is on CapEx. I think year to date you're at about $63 million on the spend, guidance $79. I suspect there might be, will it be coming a little bit above $79 on account of the fact that you're spending more money on the plant? That's the first one. Do you want me to ask the other two?
In terms of the CapEx, the $79 million that we had guided for does not include any of the CapEx related to the ore sorting circuit. We likely will come in a bit above CapEx on our guidance, but our OpEx will come in lower than what we had forecasted. So the two of those together on a cash flow basis would be a wash, roughly.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Have you got any steer on how much you're going to spend on the ore handling this year versus next?
I think on a cash basis, it'll probably be about two-thirds to three-quarters of the $22 million will be spent in this quarter.
In this quarter? Okay, right, fine. Okay, thank you. Second question, on the balance sheet, can you just remind me of the availability terms of your senior debt, and do you plan to draw that down by the end of this quarter or not?
Yeah, so it's available to us until December 31st. So we will likely draw upon it to allow us to cover our capital requirements at the end of this year and beginning of next year, and maintain our healthy cash balance on the balance sheet. Once drawn down, there's no prepayment penalty, so we're probably going to access it. This was debt, of course, that we were scheduled to have drawn down more than 12 months ago, during the construction of the project. So any drop on that's coming a lot later than we'd contemplated.
Yeah, no, fair enough. No, you guys did a very, very good job in bringing that project online. And then my last one is just for Pat, are there any, what do you see as the biggest challenges to completing the undergrounds sort of in time with your sort of planned timings, please?
Yeah, you know, to mine underground is different than open pit. We are actually, we have the benefit to have more material was coming from the pit that's helping us. And we are, because we have some gains with the reserves in the pit. Underground, you know, it's multiple challenge. What I can say is we are developing really well. We are adding development mainly to, because we tuned the mining method, so to make it more robust. So we are doing our first experiment to build draw points. Things are going well for now. And also we are really pleased by the drilling. Initially, you know, when you're drilling with ITH drills on 60, 70 meters, you're expecting deviation, but up to now we are really efficient. It's more than expected in terms of precision. We expect that it's going to improve our dilution control too. So, and the performance is excellent for drilling. So I can say that what is going to be the challenge will be to build up the inventory of ore and stopes, and actually we are in time to do it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Good luck with it.
Thanks. That was four questions, Richard.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Again, if you have a question, press star then one on your touchtone phone. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call over to management for any closing remarks.
Yeah, Richard asked everyone's questions, I guess. So thanks, everybody. Yeah, you know, steady as she goes. We're happy with the progress of the business. You know, recognize room for improvement, but, you know, think we know where we're going on that issue. So thanks very much, and we're pleased to tune in for our fourth quarter results in the new year.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the program. You may now disconnect. Have a wonderful day.